Government will this year increase computer accessibility to every high school with assistance from its local partners, RLG. The move is under the One Laptop Per Child project, which started last year. Deputy Minister of Education, Mahama Ayarga, said this at the launch of the Africa Digital Schools project, known as Padilico, and that the project, 40 teachers and school heads from Ghana and Nigeria will be trained to integrate ICT into pedagogy. Yvonne Atilego reports.
Mr. Mahama Ayarga said government's intention to increase computer accessibility this year to schools is to develop ICT in education in all schools and make the country an ICT hub. He said the teachers chosen from Ghana to take part in the Badiliko project are expected to deploy ICT through pedagogy.
The discussion that we are beginning to have at the level of the ministry is, given that we have the infrastructure in terms of internet connectivity and given that we will very soon have every high school in the country having a number of computers and laptops, how do we build on that to use ICT not just as a course in the schools, but to use ICT as a platform for both getting our teachers access to more information regarding both the content and the pedagogy, the teaching methods that they need to deploy to be more efficient, more effective in their schools. And at the same time, given the limitation of resources, how do we use the ICT platform to reach more pupils, to reach more communities that need education?
The project manager, Joe Limaron, said by June this year, 20,000 teachers will be equipped with ICT. 80 ICT centers, referred to as digital hubs, will also be built across Ghana, Nigeria, Kenya, Tanzania, Uganda, and Ethiopia.
Essentially, we're looking at transforming education and using technology as a role to accelerate achieving those educational outcomes. In Ghana, we'll be deploying about 20 digital hubs across different regions of Ghana, and the project is running across 6 countries in sub-Saharan Africa.
The project is the first to be implemented as part of the new global agreement between Microsoft and the British Council.
Yvonne Atilego reporting.